Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn off today. What's going on, Edward?
Not much. It's Friday. Yeah. Just trying to wake up here.
I had a very interesting day, man.
Did you?
Yeah, I want to start off with it. Folks, I ask you, I beseech you, pay attention to the road.
Ugh.
So I'm in a lot coming back from the grocery store. And I went, you know, when you get the groceries, you pull up to the grocery store to put your bags in.
Mm-hmm.
Because where you are, they don't let the carts come out because of the little poles. I guess they have some carts stolen.
Yeah.
So I'm putting the groceries in my 4Runner, and I see a vehicle coming my way. And it gets closer and closer and closer to me. So I try to jump in my vehicle, and naturally I was startled, afraid, because the vehicle kept getting close to me, and I bumped my head on the inner portion of the vehicle. I mean, I tore my head up, Ed. Fortunately, there are no marks. And I turned around, and the vehicle in front of me stopped as if they were going to check on me, and then took off. A lady came over and said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, I hit my head." She said, "Yeah, I saw you. Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm all right." She said, "She was looking down at her phone the whole time I saw her." I said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." Because initially I'm thinking, is she trying to run me over? Which, you know, I didn't know it was a she. I just, the person trying to run me over? Which she had no reason to. She said, "No, she was looking at her phone the entire time."
Yeah.
So she's looking at her phone, lost track of where she was, and almost sandwiched me between my vehicle and her vehicle. In the process, went to the doctor, got a concussion, but, you know, and right now I'm telling my head is ringing with these headphones on. I mean, my ears are ringing, man. But it's all because she's not paying attention to the road. I jumped in my vehicle because she got that close to me and my vehicle. Because she swerved to the right, wide to the right, because she's not paying attention. She's looking at her phone and not the road. Folks, put the phone down. Somebody's going to die. If they have it. I'm sure people have already done that, but pay attention to the road, please. Seriously.
I see it all. We all see it. We see it all the time. I mean, you look over people who can't stay between the pavement markings and stuff, and sure, more than often than not, they're looking at their phone. And
oh,
I don't
yeah.
mean like glancing at it, and, looking up. I mean like reading something as the car is moving.
You know how many times I'm going home from work, and I'm in that left lane, and I wonder why are they going slow? And I go around them, and I look over, and they're looking down at their phone. They're not paying attention to the speed. I mean, they slow down. It's ridiculous. It's nothing that important. Wait until you, or if it is that important, pull over. You're gonna hurt somebody if not kill them. With
Absolutely.
That damn phone.
And
seriously.
Then we do. My bad. Because yeah. what happens is, hypothetical situation like that. You hurt somebody badly. You kill somebody. You wipe out a fit. Whatever it may be. The procedure is they'll come. They'll be if you don't leave the scene, they'll test you for impairment. So if you haven't if you haven't been drinking and you have no like cannabis in your system, whatever it may be, it's an accident.
Yeah.
It was really tough to prove. How do you prove something? I mean, you can prove it because you can actually get the actual time on their account if there was you know, any kind of exchange and stuff like that. But it's not easy.
It's not. It's not. And you know, it's just the recklessness and carelessness of people is just.
Oh, it's stunning. I had it happen to me in the Harbor Tunnel once when I was on a motorcycle. A woman, again, coming over the pavement, you know, but just keep going. I'm on a motorcycle, so I'm really in a, you know, kind of defenseless.
Oh, you're vulnerable.
Yeah. So I ended up kicking my right, but I just kicked the door and, you know, got her attention, just to get her attention. But it was scary because I thought for sure she was just going to keep coming over, and then, you know, then I'm going to be, that's it, you know. What a nightmare scenario, you know, get whacked in a tunnel, no less.
Man. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. How was your Thursday or Friday Eve, babe?
It wasn't bad. Went to the hospital, as you know, yesterday morning. I got checked. It's healing. I mean, it's just, it's amazing the stuff I have to do, though. It's like, it's crazy. Actually, I don't do it. She has to do it, so. I go there and they do it in, you know, in the wound clinic in the hospital. But Celeste has to actually do the day to day, and it's just really, I feel terrible for her. But I went from one protocol to another. Now they give me what's in this thing? It's like colloidal silver and collagen. It's got to be stuffed in with the wooden, you know, those long Q-tips that it's cotton one end, but it's a wood stick. You got to take the wooden end of the stick and take this little piece of whatever it is, cloth or something that's got, you know, silver on it and stuff, and stuff it into this corner of the hole in my back that is not closed, and then cover with another thing, a microbe, I don't know, some kind of protective little patch you got to cut, and then put gauze on it and tape it shut. It's something. And then I tell him, oh, you're a good healer. I knew that because I've had so many surgeries and wounds. But it's taken a long time for this to close. This is not fun by any stretch. So I got a couple more weeks. And when I come back, somebody got to do this because I can't reach it.
Jeremy said, look, man, I told Ed I'd do whatever I got to do to help him out. I said, me too. I'll drive you to him so you can clean the wound out.
I got to give the boy credit. He has offered.
Hey, listen, man, your name came up. I said, listen, man, everybody would be better off if you do what I've done. I said, what? I don't expect to see Ed till at least the end of May, early June. If you do that, then we won't have to keep worrying about when he comes. What did I tell you?
You know,
what did I tell you before, a long time ago? Yeah. I'll see you the end of May.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not a quick recovery, man.
No, and it's why all this pressure, like, you know, I still, they don't, it's, I can't tell you what it's been like.
Talk to me, don't call me and give me an update on when you're coming back to the end of May. If it doesn't happen then okay, but in my mind, I said a while ago, and I told you this, talk to me the end of May.
Yeah.
And at the end of May, we'll see where you are then. I don't know why people think this is going to happen in a blink of an eye. This took a chunk of skin out of your back.
Yeah.
That's not a quick recovery. And if I'm not mistaken, it's around a tattoo, which doesn't that make the healing process even slower?
Well, because of where it is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because it's right directly in the middle of my back where it opened, which is where your big back muscles are. So every time you reach for something, you reach for a cup of coffee.
You cough, you sneeze.
Open up, cough, sneeze, open a door, close a door. Reach for something, reach for a dish over your head. It pulls and pulls and pulls, and that's what's happened. But it's like,
I may be the only person that hasn't asked you when you're coming back.
Right, because you've got a brain. I just don't. This is like, after a while, it's like, and I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about, you know, people who are making these decisions. I'm like, I didn't break my finger.
Yeah.
this is serious, man. It's serious, and it needs daily care.
Well, Tracy knows. She and I talk. She knows that shit.
Yeah, she knows. She's not
expecting you back anytime soon.
No, she's been good.
Yeah, she's like, and she and I talk. I told Ed, talk to me in the May, give me an update then. And that's not even like, I'll see you at the end of May. It's like, give me an update at the end of May. Why would you want to come? That's your home now. You know what I mean? That's where your wife is. That's the best care for you where you are right now. The show's fine. You're on air. If you weren't on air, we'd have a problem. Yeah. But you're on air. So right. What are we talking about?
But it requires daily care. It requires daily care. And I asked them yesterday, I said, you know, what do you think? What's the problem? What do you think? I said, I know you don't know, but if you were going to guess, how long before this is closed up? And she said, I'd say another like 4 weeks, something like that. She goes, probably, you're healing really quickly. And I'm thinking, wow, that's quickly. It's been a month already. But I get it, you know. I get it.
Shout out to my folks at Laid Back Lenny's. They're there early this morning making the yearly senior breakfast for Chesapeake High School students, man. That's pretty good stuff, man. That is, over there in Essex. 410-583-1057 is the number. We're giving out shovels at 6:45. Ed Norris has a doozy for you. Already know what it is, and it's a good one right now. Birds take 2 out of 3 for the Yankees, but does that small victory become meaningless if they don't take care of business this weekend? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. We're asking for a lot from the Orioles. Up next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, we have a lot of work to do rotation-wise. We have a lot of work to do offensively. We don't play well defensively when we're down a bunch of runs, and that's experience and lack of veteran stuff on the field, and we need to be better at that. And those are all learning experiences that these guys are going through. You know, it hasn't been smooth in any way, and so to win a series at home, get an off day, and hopefully this is how we're gonna play going forward.
As I said before, Edward. In 2022 and 2023, even though they won 101 games, they were the team chasing. Remember, Tampa Bay Rays got off to that great start. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the Orioles had to chase. In the process of chasing, they won 101 games. You know what happened in the middle of 2024? They said, oh, crap. now they're chasing us.
Yep, absolutely true.
Ah! What it's do you true. Do now
yeah.
that they're chasing us? And for those of you who played sports before, you know there's a difference between chasing and having expectations to win. There's a difference. Chasing someone is cute. The energy is different. It's being chased, having the bullseye on you is a different energy. I am convinced that these young men have not adjusted to being chased. They have not adjusted to expectations.
Yeah, because you know how it is. You know, at first when they turned out to be a really good team, it was like everybody was surprised. You know, because they caught everybody off guard. They had no idea. But the team that had been losing for so many years, then you win, you know, 100-plus games, and now, oh, we're playing the Orioles. So now everybody's, you know, got their best game for you because now they're expecting things, and it's a different thing. Like, you know, we've had guests, multiple guests, say, you know, it's one thing to win. It's another thing to maintain it. Like Bortico says, you know, it's easy to make the majors, hard to stay. Same thing with winning. You know, it's one thing to win a division title, to be good perennially. It's very tough to maintain. I think that's what's happened.
Dr. Dre said in a song with Kendrick Lamar, he said, "I remember you came out to the house and you said, I want one of these. It's easy to get it. It's hard to keep it."
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard to keep it. Joe, do you remember back in the 2023 season and you went through the schedule and you were like, man, this is a rough stretch. They got this team and that team and that team and that team. And I said to you, why are you worried about those teams? Those teams ought to worry about the Orioles. And I think at that point, your mindset was probably like the players. We got these teams to worry about. And it's easy to play when you think you're chasing those teams. And I think in 2024, Joe, they realize, oh, man, those teams are now looking at us on their schedule. You remember that in 2023?
I do remember that.
Atlanta Braves and all of them. You didn't realize at that time, to be honest, how good they were. Am I right?
But I think they lost that series, though.
They lost that series, but I'm talking about the whole – remember that whole stretch? They won that stretch, though. They killed on that stretch, and that's when they cemented themselves as one of the top teams. You didn't – did you know at that time, honestly, how good they were?
I had an inkling, but, I mean, again, they're not very good over the last year.
And I think the problem is they got to adjust to life – with the expectations now. I think they are still the players they were back then. I don't think they are the team they were back then. Two different things.
Yeah, I agree. And on a side note, I was driving yesterday. You mentioned Kendrick. Squabble Up was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
All I could do was think about you down in Sarasota.
When I did my Kendrick Lamar concert in Walmart parking lot?
Yeah, in the convertible, yes.
As before, say, hey, Ed, you know that I was Kendrick before everybody else was Kendrick.
100%. Yeah.
Before everybody else went Kendrick, I was Kendrick. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Here's the deal, though, about this weekend. I don't know if you guys know this. Let me give you a quick weather report. Today, a high of 84, partly cloudy. Tomorrow is the beginning of rain through Thursday. 48%, 45% chance tomorrow, 75% chance on Sunday, 75% chance on Monday, 70 on Tuesday, 35 on Wednesday, 45 on Thursday. I hope we get the weekend series in.
Yeah. Damn, I was thinking about that.
Let me ask you a question, Ed, hypothetically speaking, because I can't shave until they sweep a series. If they win tonight and don't play Saturday and Sunday, is that a sweep?
Dude, I think you're going to look like James Harden pretty soon.
Oh, my God. Let's go to Johnny in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Rob, man, I hope you're right, but I was just telling Joe, if Santander ain't hitting all them home runs last year, we would have already been talking about the Orioles falling off with the terrible defense. I mean, I don't want to sound like Jason Lockenfour, man, but golly, I think we would have been talking about them falling off so much last year. if Santander wouldn't have been a part of things. I'm
stalking. So you think Tony Tater saved him last year?
A lot, yeah. A lot.
All right. Tony Tater's down the stretch, I got to be honest with you, bro. He disappeared. He disappeared down the stretch, including the play. Anthony Santander, I was walking by his locker at the playoffs. He apologized for letting the team down. I don't know. I think people look at the final stats, Ed, and I realize, I mean, he hit, what, 5 home runs in September.
Yeah, he definitely, you know, slowed down as the season went to closed out. Yeah.
I mean, I love Anthony Santander, but he started off the month with an 830 OPS of September, finished off with under 815. He went down. He started off, you know, he had a slugging of 520 at the beginning of September. He finished up under 510. So I don't know what people think about Anthony Santander and how he finished out the season. I love the guy. I love him. But, you know, his he didn't close out the way you think he closed out.
No, he definitely didn't. And it's just odd. I think people, and I'm not dogging the caller, but sometimes people get something in their head where they fall in love with a player. And they kind of live, I hate to say live in the past, but they do. I mean, I don't know if people realize what he's doing right now. You know what I mean? He's batting 178 with on base percentage of 258.
And I hate to do that because I love Santander.
Me too.
But that's the facts.
Yeah, he's having a hard, terrible April. He had it was just not performing at all.
And I hope he turns it around for somebody, you know, getting somebody else, not us. But if you want to talk about people that were hot, Cedric Mullins in the month of September carried this team offensively. Cedric Mullins in the final month had batted .286, slugging on base percentage of over .365, slugging of .488, and an OPS of .857. That was his highest OPS of the year, the month of September. He carried this team offensively down the stretch.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because it's when you start looking at it, it is not in a calendar year, but in a you know a 12-month period or whatever. The Orioles fell off mid-year last year till now. Tony, he fell off as it went on. Cedric turned his game up.
Yeah, he
turned up the volume, and it's continued to now because he's the hottest player on the team in April. So. It's funny how it's worked out that way. But, I mean, I love Santander. I never want to see him go. But he's not doing anything for the Blue Jays.
Shovels at 6:45, but on the other side, Ben McDonald was on the show yesterday. He said the Triple-A pitching isn't up to snuff, leaving hitters unprepared for the bigs. Is that what's going on for our guy, Kobe Mayo and company? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ben McDonald appeared on the Big Bad Morning Show yesterday. This is what he had to say about AAA pitching.
It's an adjustment up here, you know, and we talk, and what people have to understand, this is the biggest gap, in my opinion, from AAA to the big leagues that we've ever seen. If you can pitch at all and you're left-handed, you're not in AAA, you're in the big leagues. If you can really pitch because of the injuries, you're not pitching in AAA, you're in the big leagues. So what I'm getting at is AAA pitching now is really AA pitching because there's been so many injuries and so many guys elevated to the big leagues. You're bringing up guys from AA to AAA. So sometimes the numbers can get skewed. I remember last year we looked at it. The average big league hitter hit .243. The average AAA hitter hit .267 last year. And so it's a little bit different in AAA. I thought Mayo was – I'm not going to say he got dominated to big league level last year, but there were some holes, and they quickly found those holes with Mayo. And, look, he had a little bit of a rough spring this year. We know that. And he had a little bit of a rough start in AAA this year, but he's gotten it going lately. There's no doubt he's a big leaguer, in my opinion. There's no doubt he's going to play in the big leagues, and he's going to play for a while.
My buddy Tim, I'm not going to give his whole name, Ed, Tim Stoll. I'm not going to give his whole name, Tim Stoll.
Don't do that.
He knows a lot of baseball. Tim's a baseball player. He thinks Kobe Mayo's a bust.
Really?
He doesn't think Kobe Mayo's a major league player at all. He doesn't think he's going to succeed on this level at all. And he said that before he was promoted last year to the majors. Everything that he said about Kobe Mayo's game is what we saw in the majors. I still disagree with Tim Stoll, not to give his full name out, but he doesn't think this guy's going to be that much in the majors. Now, you heard, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it Ben yesterday that said Mayo would be part of a trade? That was Ben, right?
Was it?
Yeah, Ben said that. Huh? I wonder if they're not bringing him up so we won't see the holes in his game so they can trade him.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder that off. Like, what's the deal? Like, you need this guy right now. I mean, you can – well, we don't have room for him. Yes, the hell you do. You got plenty of room for him right now. You're bringing up these guys who aren't major leaguers to fill up for injuries. You have room for Kobe Mayo. So it kind of makes me wonder, are you trying to hide something so you can ultimately trade him? I wonder. I'm just saying.
I'll tell you, that's an interesting hypothesis, though, because it makes sense. Because right now, you know, he's still a prospect. So if you're going to put together a package and you've got this guy who's, you know, killing it in the minors, he's attractive to people. If you bring him up and he can't hit major league pitching, now you have very little. You got nothing.
What's that expression? It's better to fool people than to start talking. And
no, it's better to be thought a fool than open. Be quiet to be thought a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I mean? Gotta make you wonder if that. Because I personally think Kobe Mayo is a player. But there's a part of me, Ed, is wondering, okay, so if he's a player right now, you can use him.
Yeah.
You're having problems scoring runs. You're bringing these guys up. Who is this guy? Who is this guy you bringing up here? How's he going to help you? You know what I mean? I mean, you're afraid to bring Mayo up and him cause a log jam because he's hitting, and when Westberg comes back, you try to figure out what to do with him. Oh, first world problems.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes me wonder a little bit, because I still trust this front office to where it doesn't make sense to me. Not bringing Mayo up right now doesn't make sense to me. The clock has already started on him.
Yeah.
So no, that's not a thing either.
That's true, too. Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey,
how you doing? How you doing this Friday, man?
I'm doing all right. Hey, Ed, I got something for you when you get back here, man. So be looking out for it. Hey, I was thinking about the series. I'm worried about the weather, man, too, because we got a little bit of momentum going.
That's my concern, Mike. My concern is the weather could kill you. I think the weather played a part in that Detroit series, to be honest with you. That split doubleheader that we had on Saturday. I'm concerned right now.
Yeah, and another quick thing, the guy was talking about Anthony Santander. I mean, last year down the stretch, I'm going to tell you, It was a good thing and a bad thing. I was there when he hit that grand slam in the eighth that won it, and on that high fastball. After that, he was chasing
everything high.
Fastball.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And he sucked down the stretch because it's like he was trying to duplicate. He was going every high fastball. He was going for. He never duplicated that.
True story. True story. But I played college ball. I went almost in the left-handed batter's box. The rope won the right field. One home run down the line, got a triple out of it. My coach said, don't swing at that again. I said, I got a triple out of it. He said, that's what I'm afraid of. When you start hitting that, that's a bad habit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I agree with you, Mike. That's probably against the Astros on a Friday night. I remember because I was at a concert. It may have been Janet Jackson. Can't remember. I was at a concert, and I'm the loser that was at the concert watching the game on my phone. I'm that guy. And I remember watching it, and, oh, yeah! And everybody thought I was all yeahing at the concert. No, Anthony Santander just hit a home run against the Astros. And it like Mike said, the ball was at his chin. And he hit that thing out right from the left-hand batter's box. Worst thing to happen to him.
Yeah. Hey, look, people, you know the adjustment. They always talk about the hardest thing in sports is hitting a baseball, correct?
Yep.
So you go from... you know, minor league pitching, which according to Ben, and I trust his judgment, he's got some really good takes on what's going on with pitching.
Ben's the man.
Yeah, he really is. They say now it's really double-A pitching they're facing, so they're raking down there. Then you get up to the majors, and other than the guys that shouldn't be in the majors he mentions, it's a huge, huge jump to make from hitting these guys with double-A pitches, essentially, to coming up and hitting pro, you know, say premier pros, like the guys who, you know, frontline, you know, starters on these teams in the majors. And you just get twisted into a pretzel. You fold like a sheet sometimes. We've seen it. Yep. And I just think that may be a real thing here that he points out. I think it's a good idea, a good observation. Just like his observation about the, you know, these kids playing baseball year-round doing nothing else, because you know what happens with, you know, if you don't strengthen your whole body and do different things, you're overdoing it. You know, you're throwing breaking balls from the time you're a teenager or younger year-round, and then people wonder why they have arm trouble when they come, you know, become 20 years old, 23 years old, and all of a sudden now you need surgeries at that age and stuff we haven't seen.
Let's go to Bel Air and get Randy. Randy, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Back to the Anthony Santander thing. He faded down the stretch, but at the end of the day, the man hit 44 home runs last year, and now you don't have that guy on the team that's going to has the potential to hit those 40-plus home runs a year. And I think they thought they were going to get Mountcastle to do that by moving that wall back in. But that's so much pressure on that kid. It looks like a lot of the team is swinging for the fences, trying to make up for those home runs now.
Oh, Randy, let me. I'm glad you brought this back up, because I am not minimizing what Santander did. I was just basically commenting on the caller who said down the stretch what he was. I agree with you. The potential and the threat of what he could do in the lineup was huge. It helped others out.
Yeah.
But I was just commenting. You're right. He had 44 home runs. I was just commenting on what he did in September. I am not minimizing the impact that Santander had, not only physically in the lineup, but emotionally in that clubhouse as well. He was huge for this ball club. So, you'll never hear me crap on Anthony Santander.
Yeah, and I hope you aren't misunderstanding this.
Yeah.
But again, they're not using their memory or being critical about it, because he absolutely was the best power hitter on the team and switch hitting power, which you don't see often.
Yeah.
However, and he mentions Mountcastle, who's had, you know, it's kind of a slow start to the season power wise. I get it, but so is Tony. I mean, that's the problem, is that you were forgetting about this, where, you know, He's not performing, so it's the same thing is going on. So I mentioned it before, his average is 178, 258 on base percentage. His slugging is 314.
Yeah.
314.
Yeah.
You're talking about, if you're going to just go by what, you know, the standards, how they rate these things, 314 is below average. 400 to 450 is average. 450 to 550 is above average.
Folks in Toronto are thinking, this guy? That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, you pay for this guy?
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not minimizing his impact on the team, just commenting on the productivity in September and Ed on what he's doing right now. Facts are the facts. Thanks a lot. Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us at 8 o'clock. They continue to talk some baseball. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, we're going to give out shovels. If you're if your wife bangs another man, do you want the case in civil court? Could tell about somebody you knew who's involved in this.
That's just dumb. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
We're giving out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel? Oh, in fact, let me get my shovel first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm giving my shovel to people who text and drive. If you just tuning in, I yesterday getting some groceries, and as I was putting the groceries in the back seat, the driver's side, I saw a vehicle getting closer and closer to me. So I panicked and I jumped in the back seat of my vehicle, in the process banging my head very hard on the inside top roof of my vehicle, and hit it so hard I saw lights flash. A lady checked on me, not driving the vehicle. Another lady checked on me and said, well, I saw her. She was looking down at her phone the entire time. The entire time, man.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
We've seen it. It's one of the most dangerous things going on. It really pisses me off, too, because, you know, everyone is obsessed with gun violence, and rightly so. There's far too much in this country. It's out of control. But you're four times more likely to be killed by a car than a firearm in America. and no one takes it that seriously. Especially tech, you know, DWI, ooh, everybody's up in arms. Eh, good, you should be. It's a dangerous thing to do. But so is texting and driving. Distracted driving is so freaking dangerous.
It's akin to it. DUI is bad because you're distracted. You are. You're not focused. Alcohol takes away your focus. So does a phone.
Yes, absolutely.
Who gets your show, Edward?
Oh, man. A married man in North Carolina. There's a man who, this is a local tie. Antonio Martinez is a North Carolinian, and he is suing former Raven, former Panther, Steve Smith. He's suing him under a very unusual law. It's a North Carolina law. It's known as the homewrecker law. It's called the alienation of affection law, which allows a spouse to sue a third party for destroying a marriage. It's one of the craziest things I've heard in a while. But that's the law. He's seeking $100,000 in damages. And, you know, how it got out became public. Steve Smith was having an affair, a month-long affair, apparently, with a member of the Ravens marching band, which was this man's wife. And the husband found out. He started leaking some photos and stuff like that, including a nude photo of Steve Smith that was censored when it was posted online. All this, you know, crap that goes on when these things blow up. I guess my question is, and it's not so much to, and I understand the husband, the cuckold, I guess, in this case. You know, I understand his anger and frustration and wanting to do something, because what are you going to do? I mean, what else can you? So, what do you do?
Sue your wife, homie. No, he's suing him for.
You didn't
marry Steve Smith. You married her.
Steve Smith didn't cheat on you.
Your wife cheated on you, dude.
Absolutely.
You didn't walk down the aisle with her. You didn't join Steve Smith in holy matrimony. You joined your wife in holy matrimony. You're coming at the Steve Smith because your wife cheated on you.
Yeah.
That to me is. That's hustling backwards, man.
I'm with you. I really am. It's like, and this goes on all the time, and it really is a sore point for me because I'm like, this happened. This happens. And you know, it's really crazy. If you look at the stats in the United States, when they do these surveys about infidelity, like the numbers vary widely. It goes from like 11% of people admit it to 70. It's like, it's crazy. But the point is, a lot of people cheat. A lot. And the numbers for men and women are not that far apart. More men do statistically than women. But again, this is a very tough thing.
Men just get caught
more. Or they admit more. Or they admit, because this requires people to admit they did it.
Yeah.
These surveys. So it's like, it's a very tough thing to pinpoint. But I mean, should the courts be involved in this?
No. No,
I mean,
man.
Really, should you be involved in this? Why do you even have a law like this?
Unless I walk in on you in my house and you and my wife, I don't like you. I think you're a POS. But I got nothing with you. You and I have no commitment. You and I, unless we boys. And we boys, that's something different.
Yeah, that's different.
But other than that, no. Why would I go after the dude for cheating with my wife?
Yeah, I'm with you. And this makes me so angry, because I guess we're on the same page with it, because I'm always frustrated when these things come up. The wife's not even mentioned here.
Yeah.
I mean, she's mentioned by name, and she's in a marching band. But it's like, every
Steve
time
Smith.
You hear this, and even when we all know, I'm sure I've been cheated on. It's like in my life, and I'm sure most people have.
I don't know if I have. Maybe, but I don't know it.
But well, I know for a fact it was, but it's like.
Well, because you had a girl with a speech impediment.
Right, you couldn't say no.
Right.
But, I mean, they never blame the woman, ever. And when you talk to, what really makes me crazier about this is when you talk to women, and I'm talking about people I've married to or been in relationships with, I bring this up. If you have someone, you know someone's being cheated on, and the woman, you know, it's the woman who's doing it, he must have done something because she's seeking something else in the relationship. Why do we excuse this for women and vilify men? It just drives me out of my mind.
But let's pivot then. We got Jacob Calvert-Meyer at 8 o'clock, so let's pivot. What would you do or did you do if you were cheated on? What would you do? And I want to hear your story, because you said you have a personal story. You care to share that with us?
Yeah, I'll talk.
All right, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.